RTE News has learned that Dublin City Council is facing a multi-million euro bill after a group of its employees were mistakenly attributed to the wrong class of PRSI. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham has the story and is with me now in studio. Paul, this involves 180 Dublin City Council workers. What happened here?
Yeah, it seems that this emerged as a result of a review of payrolls, Justin. Now, what prompted that review is unclear, but what they found was that a group of employees who were supposed to be having a PRSI classification of A, Class A, were actually put down as Class D. Now, as you say, I think, as we understand it, 180 employees are involved in this, and the variance between the two classes is understood to be in the region of 20 million euros, so a significant sum. Now, that review is ongoing, so we can't be absolutely definitive on it just yet, but that's basically the ballpark of what we're talking about.
So this 20 million euro, this is 20 million euro then that that employees should have been paying. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes. So whose responsibility then is it to clear all of this up? Will the workers be left out of pocket?
Well, as the employer, the primary responsibility falls with Dublin City Council. It is the entity which is supposed to ensure that the right classification is made. So it is certainly not going to fall on the workers. They're not going to be on the financial hook in relation to this. Dublin City Council doesn't operate on its own. It has a reporting responsibility to the Department of Housing and Local Government. So obviously there's ongoing engagement there, but the entity which has to clear this up, Dublin City Council.
And what has Dublin City Council and indeed the Department of Local Government had to say about this?
Yeah, in a statement to RTE News, Dublin City Council says it's aware of the issue of the misclassification of a small number of employees for PRSI purposes and is considering how the matter can be addressed, and it's making no further comment at the moment. What stands out there is the number they're saying is a small number of employees. That seems to be at variance with 180, so we have to wait to see what happens there. We also received a statement from the Department of Housing and Local Government, and it says, as the employer in this case, this is entirely a matter for Dublin City Council. So you can see which way they're shoving and the responsibility on this one straight back to DCC. As we said, it is an emerging story, Justin, so it's still unclear if the staff who were misclassified have been informed. There's a legal responsibility for that to happen, so we have to wait for that. How the misclassification took place and when. And finally, the final bill, and if DCC are trying to go engage with the relevant authorities to have that bill reduced.
All right. Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent, thank you for that.